Hello again, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, the fourth Sunday of the Easter season, again from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. This Gospel is one of the great I am statements in John's Gospel. I am, in this case, the Good Shepherd. And it's a lovely, beautiful section of this Gospel where Jesus talks tenderly about his love and how full of love he is, listening to the voice of the sheep listening to the voice of the shepherd guiding the sheep. This idea of a shepherd, a king in Israel, is in the Hebrew Bible quite a bit, especially in the book of Psalms, Psalm 22 in our translation, 23 in the Reformed translation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and so on. It's a rich symbol of Christ's care, although some of the images, it goes way beyond what a shepherd would do. There is no shepherd who looks after sheep who would give his life for a sheep. Jesus says he's that kind of shepherd. He would give his life. So it's a story, it's a section about the nature of Jesus. I am the Good Shepherd. And it's also a story, it involves the passion and the death, the resurrection of Christ, the last two verses in our section today. So we'll go into it verse by verse then. First of all, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep. So that I am statement is one of several in John's Gospel. And John's Gospel really was about the nature of Jesus. Who was Jesus? Not so much what did he do, but who was he? And these I am statements describe who he was. And then the hired man, since he is not the shepherd and the sheep do not belong to him, abandons the sheep and runs away as soon as he sees a wolf coming. So Jesus is contrasting his good shepherding with a bad shepherd. And not all shepherds are good. The hired man is a shepherd, but he has no concern for the sheep. But he is the good shepherd. Verse 14 again, I know my own and my own know me. Now that knowing, that word know in John's Gospel is much more than just being informed and having names in your head or whatever. It's about having that sort of mutual care. The sheep love the shepherd loves the sheep, and that's what the knowing is about. There's a huge, rich, supporting, compassionate relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And then in verse 15, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. So it's not a parallel, it's not this, that the love that he has is parallels the love that the Father has for him. Is similar to the love that the Father has for him. It's more that it's the same love. The love with which the Father loves him and he loves the Father is the same love as with which he loves us. So this whole section is about that tender love, that compassionate love, that total love of God for us. And there are other sheep I have that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. I know from years of praying for church unity, we often think of other sheep, maybe of other Christian denominations. But I think it's better to think of when this was written, John's community would have had problems with the people, the Jewish people that they came from, not accepting Christ. And they had this sense of, God, they're missing so much. Why don't they accept Christ? and this is part of the longing of Christ to have these people accept him. There are other sheep I have that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. And the result of that mission, that longing, that yearning, is total communion with the one shepherd for the one flock. Just as a sidebar to that, I think it's good when we meet, say, Methodists, Presbyterians, other people who aren't Catholic, to acknowledge that they're part of the one flock. They're sheep of Christ, and he knows them and he loves them, and equally they know him and they love him. To be rather thinking of the positives rather than the things that divide us. Verses 17 and 18 really go together, where Jesus talks about laying down his life in order to take it up again. This is a huge theme in John's Gospel, where Jesus isn't passively undergoing the arrest and the torture and the crucifixion, but it's his hour, and he's deciding of his own free will to go through this. And he lays it down. He's actively doing something, not passively, enduring suffering in order to take it up again. No one can take it from me. Again, there's a sense of authority about that. It's he who lays it down of his own free will. And it's in my power to lay it down, so it is in my power to take it up again. And you can see that in the glorious resurrection. He lays down his life and he is gloriously risen. So it's a lovely, beautiful, powerful theme for this Easter season. So, a few thoughts on that gospel. Just think about your own relationships, maybe in friendships or marriage, family. What changes have you experienced in your relationships as your love and knowledge of the other increased? What changes have you experienced as this love and knowledge of the other person increased? What was it like for you to experience that change? And another one about relationships. What do these experiences of love and care in human relationships reveal to you about God's love for you? So I'm sure you'll have a lot more to talk about now in that lovely section. And we'll finish with a prayer. God of lasting love, fulfill your plan of salvation to gather into one fold the people of the whole world. Let everyone on earth recognize your Christ as the good shepherd who freely lays down his life for all to take it up again in power. Grant this through Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And God bless you and your work of studying God's word.